From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The police crisis in Suriname continues as talks with the government fail. Guyana's president, Desmond Hoyt, dismisses any notion of cold-shouldering the opposition.
I have gone a far way towards meeting the alleged concerns of opposition parties.
And the Dominican Republic braces itself for a strong dose of austerity measures. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The new round of peace talks in Suriname, which were planned to begin tomorrow, have been postponed by the government because of the current tension between the police force and the army, after last week's brutal murder of a police inspector, allegedly carried out by the military. This report from Chantal Van Binnendijk in Paramaribo.
It is the fifth postponement of these talks that should in first instance take place in neighbouring French Guyana between Ronnie Brunswick's Jungle Commando and a government delegation. There seems, however, hardly any spirit among the parties concerned to meet at the negotiating table. Several important commanders within the rebel group have declared themselves against participation in the talks, of which they say not to expect anything positive. And the government itself, at whose initiative the talks are to be resumed, is divided over the strategy it should follow. Government ministers do not want the Kourou Agreement, which was signed last year, to be the basis of the new round of peace talks, while Assembly Chairman Mr. Lachman declares the agreement is a state document and can therefore not be set aside.